Central presents Tony Rock.
What's up, New York? Man, good to be here. Taping my Comedy Central special. Good to be home. Yes. See, these are the type of moments that make me say this is the best job in the world. I got the best job in the world, okay? I don't know what you do for work, but my job is better than yours. Okay? I get an introduction, a round of applause, and music played every time I show up for work. You don't get that at your job. You work at the DMV. Nobody give a damn when you show up for work. There's no DJ in the back, ladies and gentlemen. Window number 7, registration renewal. Give it up for Keisha. Hey! Oh, what's up, everybody? Open over here. Open over here. You don't get that at your job. Plus, there's a strong possibility I'm gonna get some after the show. Yes, and I only say it now because there's a lot of girls in the room, so you guys can talk amongst yourselves. Figure out who the candidate is. Saves me a lot of time at the end of the show. See, you can't say that at your job. You can't walk in your job, hey, ladies, there's a lot of y'all in here, and, somebody gonna give me some, so y'all figure it out. And I'll be at my cubicle, let me know. But sometimes I don't get to perform in front of a mixed crowd. See, I travel all over the country, I go all over the world. Sometimes I'm in an audience where I'm one of one. Yeah. You ever been to Cedar Rapids, Iowa? Not a lot of pigment in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Okay? White. W-H-I-I-I-I-T-E. Okay? Iowa is so white, I think that's where they make white people at. All the white people in here, look on the bottom of your foot. It says, made in Iowa. Went to a strip club while I was there. It got worse. Yeah, some states shouldn't even have strip clubs. Iowa, top of that list. No black people, it was cold, I'm in a dark-ass strip club, bunch of pale-ass white girls dancing around. I thought I was in a haunted house. Now appearing on stage one, give it up for Pale Gail. Woo! Just come out the wall. It's the best, man. It's the best job in the world. I got up for this show, too. I got a haircut, got me an outfit. I was going to work out and everything. And I was like, don't have that kind of time for results. I was going to eat healthy, too. I was going to give myself a week of eating healthy. But then I said, nah, forget it. Too much work. Too expensive to eat healthy. Anybody a health nut in here? Too expensive to eat healthy. You ever go to Whole Foods? You ever go to Whole Foods? A carrot is like $7. McDonald's got double cheeseburgers for $1. No, our kids don't eat fruit because fruits don't have any mascots. That's why kids don't eat fruit. Fruits don't have any mascots. Like every sugary cereal has like a bear or a rabbit. It's like, kids, eat it, eat it, eat it. You're a little kid, you're like, I gotta get that cereal. There's no mascot for grapes. No mascot for apples. You know why? Because the grape and the apple, they the mascots for underwear. That's why I say I'm just gonna eat what I wanna eat and drink alcohol and have a good time. Yeah. You ever meet somebody that don't drink and you look at them like it's something wrong with them? You actually look at them like it's something wrong with them. You standing there drunk as hell. You don't drink? What the hell's wrong with you? So what, you just go to sleep at night and wake up in the same spot? Not me, I wake up every morning. Where the hell am I? Who is this chick? I love alcohol, man. Some people call alcohol a drug, too. Some people say that. Alcohol's a drug. Not me, I call it a vitamin. Because whatever your deficiency is, alcohol will treat it. You got a problem? Problem solved. Thank you, alcohol. You go in a club, you can't dance? Have a couple of drinks. Problem solved. Alcohol make you think you're in an R&B group. First shot of tequila, boom, yeah! Thank you, alcohol. You see a girl across the room, she don't look that good? Have a couple of drinks. Boom, she is gorgeous. I'm gonna marry her. The alcohol man pops up all the time. I know how to spot the alcohol man. I'm telling you. Remember Kanye at the VMAs? He on the red carpet, bottle of Hennessy. He get back to his seat and the award goes to Taylor Swift. Take him to alcohol man. Whoop. You know that's messed up, right? Yeah, alcohol. You know Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. Yeah, alcohol. Well, get your ass up there and tell everybody Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. Right, alcohol. Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. The alcohol man get you in trouble every time. Get you in trouble every time. I tried to give myself a week of not drinking. Didn't make it. Got drunk last night. Try not to drink for a week because I threw up on the plane on the way out here. Yeah, I was in L.A. My boys were like, before you go back home, we want to take you out to party. Went to the club, drank a big-ass bottle of tequila. Like, not that one, that one. Had to get on a plane 2 hours later. I was on that plane messed up. Anybody that's ever been drunk and threw up, it's the same process for everybody in here. Everybody in here, same process. You're sitting there, you start sweating. Start breathing heavy. Alcohol man come back, start talking to you. Whoop. I know you're not gonna throw up on this plane, okay? You a grown ass man. Watch out. Soon as the plane landed, I was like this. And you know it's funny, once you finish throwing up, you feel great. Yes. Soon as you finish, you're like, let's go, where the party at, let's go. But you know what messes you up after that? You know what messes you up after that? The dry heaves. For the next 10 minutes, you're doing this, nothing coming out. I'm walking the baggage claim. Everybody that saw me, like, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. See, everybody's laughing because everybody's been there. It's different for girls, though. It's different for girls. Group of girls go out, one girl gets sick, every girl plays a part. One girl gets sick, every girl plays a part. Soon as she starts getting sick, they rush her straight to the bathroom. One girl stands in front of the bathroom, you can't come in here, she's throwing up. You can't come in here. You can't come in here, she's throwing up. Another girl in the stall with her, holding her hair back. Let it out, let it out. Let it out, I'm here, I'm here. Bring the car around, Kiki, bring the car around. She come walking out the bathroom cold and shaking. They put a jacket over her, walk out like it's James Brown at the end of the concert. Fellas, no such unity whatsoever. You go out with your best friend, you start throwing up, they not taking you to no bathroom. You're gonna throw up right there on the sidewalk, and they're gonna stand over you laughing because now you are a spectacle. Yeah, it's my boy, he can't drink, it's his birthday, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, yeah. And here's the tip for all the weed smokers in the room. If you're gonna smoke, always smoke with your fat friends. Yes, the fatter the better, because your fat friends are taking the munchies to a whole nother level. Your fat friends are like, damn, potato chips. I'm gonna go bake a cake. Yes, Fat Tommy, yes. Fat Tommy to the rescue, yes. Some fat dude in your kitchen like... But he high, so he eating all the cake at the same time. Stop eating the cake, Fat Tommy. Start out with a cake and up with a muffin messing around with you. You see, you always gotta give that joke a few seconds. So the high people could catch up. You hear the late laughs? That's the high people. They don't hear the joke as quickly as everybody else. Like, you guys hear it as soon as I say it. The high people hear it a little bit slower. They hear the joke in slow motion. To the high people in the room, the joke sound like this. For Tommy had the cake like this. Stop eating the cake, Fat Tommy. End up with a muffin messing around with you. Yeah. Tommy, this dude's hilarious. Me personally, I think marijuana should be legal if you ask me. Marijuana should be legal. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They should legalize it. I have the answer, too. They should legalize marijuana and then tax it. That's the answer right there. Legalize it, then tax it. Yes. Then take the tax money and put it to good use. Fix up the schools, health care, drug prevention. Make a nickel bag $5.65. That'd be funny just to see people high looking for loose change. What? You're already paying taxes on stuff you don't want to pay taxes on. You might as well pay taxes on something you want to pay taxes on for once, right? You get paid on Friday, you look at your check, they took money out your check to pay taxes you don't want to pay. If they was taking money off of weed, you wouldn't mind. You'd be like, you might want to take a little more. I smoke a lot. It's true. Your tax dollars, did you know your tax dollars pay cops' salaries? You know that? Your tax dollars pay cops' salaries. For black people, that should be optional. We should have to check a box on our W-2 form. Would you like to pay a cop? Hell no, get my money. That's why black people run from the cops. You on the clock, I might as well get my money's worth. Freeze, kiss my ass, chase me. I pay your salary, I want to see my money at work. Your tax dollars pay firemen's salaries too, you know that? Then they have the nerve to say stuff like, only call us when it's an emergency. Really? Well, only take my money when you put out a fire. Don't call us for anything stupid like a cat in a tree. I will call your ass to get an orange out the tree. I pay your salary. 911, get over here. See that orange? I need that. As long as you're paying taxes, that means everybody in this room, as long as you're paying taxes, you all have the right to walk into a fire station and slide down the pole just for the hell of it. It's your right as a taxpayer. Just walk in there. Hey, can we help you? No, I'm cool. My boys, they smoke weed all the time. They come to my house, like, because they have girlfriends and wives and won't let them smoke at home. So they come to my house. My house is the designated weed smoking house. So they always come over and get into these deep philosophical weed debates. Like, they think it's deep because they high. Other than they sitting there smoking, like, I got a good one. Check this out. If you could be Batman or Superman, which one would you be? That's deep. I'm gonna go with Superman, man. And I was like, nah, you know what? I think I'm gonna go with Batman on that one. I'm gonna go with Batman. You know why? Because when Batman's not Batman, he's billionaire Bruce Wayne. And when Superman's not Superman, he's regular ass Clark Kent. When Batman not Batman, he damn near Puff Daddy. And everywhere he goes, he's introduced as such. Have you met billionaire Bruce Wayne? Even if you don't catch his, well, I didn't catch your last name. Did you hear the first part? I thought about it. I gave it some thought. I gave it a lot of thought. You know what I realized? Superman could only be a white guy. He could only be a white guy. Only be a white guy. Because what black dude is going to keep superpowers a secret at work? Wouldn't happen. He in the break room with his boys, like, yo, check this out. I know it don't look like it right now. But I'm telling you, I'm Superman. Black girls already think their boyfriends are superheroes. Black girls already think their boyfriends are superheroes. You ever see how fearless a black girl is when her boyfriend is around? What, you think you bad because you 6'10", 300 pounds? Get him, baby. Babe, let's just run together, okay? Superman never fought a black villain. Never catch him. All his superpowers, we got the same stuff. Faster than a speeding bullet. Really? Let somebody start shooting here right now. I bet you I'll get out first. Never fought no black villain. What's his weakness? What's Superman's weakness? Can't see through lead. Come to the hood. All that lead-based paint in the projects, he never find nobody. All the little kids eating the paint chips, they walking around invisible. Superman have a hard day in the ghetto, that's all I'm saying. We all superheroes. We all faster than speeding bullets. We all able to leap. We just haven't mastered flying yet. That's why whenever you drive through the ghetto, you always see sneakers caught up in the telephone wires. Some brother dangling somebody like, who told him he could do that? Take him to alcohol, man. Boop, I don't know who told him he could do that. Hey, y'all have a good night. I'm Tony Rock. Thanks for coming out, y'all. Be cool. Hey, yo.